Dave and Dujanovic.
What's going on right now in Baltimore, Maryland is just absolutely, it's been a horrific morning there. It started at about 1:30 this morning when a cargo ship crashed into a major bridge. It's the Francis Scott Key Bridge there in Baltimore. The bridge collapsed. It is twisted metal. It takes on 30,000 cars a day. It is a major transportation port for supplies and new automobiles to the United States. And the issue at hand right now that we want to focus on with a former diver for the state's dive team, Major Jeff Nyberg, is what is going on in those waters. Because remind me, at last, I think it was six who are still missing. Two other people recovered, one in the hospital, one didn't make it.
No, I think it's one in the hospital, another refused care.
Okay.
So I'm not sure if they've found anybody deceased. Yes, there's a lot of different reports going on. We're trying to catch up to them. But it was shocking to me because this was not just a section of the bridge. This was the majority of the bridge, and this bridge is hundreds of feet long. It's hard to tell from the video, Debbie, the scope and the size, because the cargo ship had hundreds of huge shipping containers on it. How high was the bridge, did you say?
185 feet above the ground.
It's 185 feet, and then you see it drop down. And I can't imagine how anyone could possibly survive that collapse. But they are searching right now, and they've got people, the dive team, that are trying to rescue. They're still calling it a rescue, not a recovery.
Major Nyberg, live on the phone with us. Good morning, Jeff. I just want to play this audio clip from CNN, just providing analysis of the dangers there in the waters in Baltimore. And then we want to get your analysis as well.
Once they enter the water, it's very precarious. It's very dangerous for the personnel that are in and around the water. The divers are having a difficult time because of the currents and because of the wind, and because of the light when the incident first occurred. And the fact that because of the currents, you have a lot of drifting of the boats and drifting of the lines and so forth. So it's going to be a very dangerous and a very time-consuming job for the first responders.
Now, Major Nyberg, you served formerly on the dive team with the Utah Patrol. Just give us an idea of the complexity of what is going on with an underwater search like this.
Yeah, underwater recoveries are, just like you said, extremely dangerous. You never know what to expect. And where this is kind of a current water, like whether it be a river, not a kind of a body of water that's not moving, it becomes very, very difficult to actually search. It can carry victims miles away. It can do a lot of things. And you're diving under the water. It's extremely dark. It's extremely turbid. You can't see anything. There are capabilities out there such as sonar that can kind of see through that and give you a general idea what's on the bottom or what you could potentially encounter as a diver. But it's just an extremely dangerous situation and just an environment that, you know, we as human beings shouldn't be in. So you know very well kind of what those divers are going through, having gone through it several times here in the state of Utah on different recoveries.
You're also dealing with this massive bridge and the debris, you know, millions of tons, I would imagine, of debris that is in the water and twisted shaped metal and concrete.
Right. Yeah, that's probably the biggest hazard for being a diver underwater is what can I get snagged on? What can I get entangled in? What can I get trapped under? And to be able to have to search through that and be able to deal with that, like you guys said, that's just a huge complexity to the search and whatnot. It's just an extremely difficult challenge.
We think the water temperature is maybe in the high 40s at best. Walk mm-hmm. us through how long, as a former dive team member, how long can you stay in that water?
Diving in that kind of water, first and foremost, as far as the cold go, there are dry suits where you can layer up underneath and actually have a protective shell around you where the water doesn't even touch you. It's just kind of like wearing, you know, a thick parka In a snowstorm or something to that effect. So really, really what the challenge with diving is, although it's cold, really what the challenge with diving is the bottom time that you have. How long can I stay underwater? Because there's certain dangers there as well. There's nitrogen narcosis, there's nitrogen building up in your system, and you can only stay at certain depths for a certain amount of time. So really it becomes a race against time.
The channel does go down to about 50 feet. Is that deep or is that a pretty reasonable depth?
So as divers here in the state of Utah, we're trained to dive to typically 100, 150 feet. So that kind of gives you a general idea. About 100 feet, you have about a couple minutes, probably 3 or 4 minutes of bottom time. To where you can stay down and do something like that. 50 feet's a lot better. I didn't know how deep that particular river was. 50 feet's a lot better. I can't remember the dive tables and charts on that, but you have some additional time there. But again, just thinking being in black, dark, turbid water with metal all around you. I mean, how do you begin to search that? How do you begin to be safe in that? It's very, very challenging.
Major Nyberg, we have about 30 seconds left. Is there a way that you could compare that 50-foot depth that they're dealing with right now in Baltimore to a body of water here in Utah, just off the top of your head, that you've had to search or others on the dive team have had to search?
You know, that's a good question. We've spent time down in Lake Powell and Flaming Gorge, and those waters can get to 300 to 400 feet. We do have sonar equipment and an actual dive robot that we can send down to those depths and recover anything that we need to. But it's always better if you can to send a diver into some of the shallow stuff so you don't lose anything that you're looking for. But there are waters like that here in the state of Utah. Typically it's our waters are not very clear. They're just very dark and very turbid. So you're basically searching without looking and you're just basically feeling. But there are waters like that. But here in this instance, I mean, there's mingled metal, there's bridge parts, there's snag.
Real danger there. Well, Major, thank you so much for joining us from Utah Highway Patrol, previously with the dive team there.